Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And joining us on the line right now is Fox News national security analyst, good friend of the show, KT McFarland. You can follow her on Twitter, and I do, and I learn something each and every day. It's at KT McFarland. KT, how are you?
Good morning.
Man, I mean, there is a list of things that I want to talk to you about as long as my arm, and as you know, I have very long arms. Let's talk about, first of all, the Benghazi report, which came out yesterday. A lot of this stuff, you know, the little pieces of it have been coming out, but when I read the report, I thought, this is comprehensive, and this is new stuff, and I was sort of surprised by those who looked at it and said, no smoking gun, no news here.
Well, what did you expect? I mean, in everything, people go to their battle stations, and the liberal media is going to reinforce Hillary, and they're going to say nothing new here. You know, it's the standard operating procedure of the Clintons. Every time there's an issue,
well, what was the thing that jumped out at you?
Well, three things jumped out at me. One, there was, you know, in her own words, in her own emails, there was evidence that the people in Libya, the ambassador, his staff, had asked repeated times, I mean hundreds of times, for more security, and somehow it never happened. Number two, while the attack was ongoing, two of the Americans had already died, but while the attack was ongoing, Clinton was actively negotiating and actively meeting with members of other government departments in the White House on the spin control. I mean, not on the rescue mission, but on what are we going to say about this? How are we going to portray it? Well, we're going to portray it as a result not of our failed and ineffective policies, but we're going to blame it on a video, and so therefore we won't have to face a political fallout from this. I mean, she was so busy spinning, figuring out what to say, that they weren't saving. You know, they were still more. The attack was ongoing, and their first action should have been, how do we save Americans? But instead, it was how do we spin this so we don't get in trouble? And then I think third was the fact that there was a big cover up after the fact.
Yeah, KT, as Brian said, there's so much to talk to you about. You know, when we spoke a week ago, Great Britain was still part of the European Union. And boy, oh boy, we see so many, you know, people screaming like their hair is on fire about the ultimate repercussions over the Brexit vote. What are your thoughts on this, specifically from a national security standpoint? Setting aside the trade and economics, does this affect the NATO alliance? Does it affect Great Britain's ability to work with European nations in mobilizing forces if we need them?
Well, this isn't NATO. This is the European Union.
Right.
Two separate things, but they obviously have spillover effects. Look, I have long thought that the European Union was like the Titanic and it had hit the iceberg. And the people, you know, the captain and the crew were saying, don't worry, it's all going to be fine. We're going to fix it. It's not a big issue here. And yet the issue was real, and the Titanic is going to sink. It's the economic part of it as well as the national security and migration, my immigrant problem and terrorism problem. And Britain just got on a lifeboat. Now, it's going to be rocky in that lifeboat as it sort of rates itself. It'll tip back and forth. It'll pitch and yaw. But eventually, they're going to be in a much better position in that lifeboat than on the sinking Titanic. I think Europe is falling apart. And it would be, here's why. It was predicated, the European Union was predicated on two promises, peace and prosperity. And it has not been able to deliver either. There's not prosperity. European Union is in economic duress, especially in countries in the South. And peace, well, Russia's on the back door. And we've just seen as of yesterday, you know, there are terrorist attacks. There will be more terrorist attacks. Brussels wasn't an aberration. Paris wasn't an aberration. Istanbul is not an aberration. Mm. There are going to be more and more of these. So much for peace and prosperity.
Well, what about the Istanbul attack, which we're still just sort of trying to figure out exactly what happened, but it seems very clear from the officials there in Turkey that indeed it was carried out by ISIS.
Well, it's because Turkey has an open border, or an ineffective border, with Syria, with ISIS lands. And we have seen in the last several years that Europeans can travel from Europe to Turkey, go across, smuggle across the border into ISIS, into the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, train, and then repeat the journey. Well, in this case, they didn't go all the way back. They just committed the act in Turkey. So the notion that Turkey was in negotiations, by the way, to join this Schengen group, the Schengen Agreement, so that Turkey, too, like France and Germany and Sweden and others, you could transport yourselves and your goods throughout that region without a passport and without border controls, I think everybody's got to have a wake-up call.
What about the notion that, we're cracking down on ISIS in Iraq, we're cracking down on ISIS in Syria, and that they're looking for a new base of operation, and Turkey seems like a good place to be?
To me, that's just baloney. You know, we're doing so well against ISIS that they've expanded the battlefield. Well, I guess maybe what we should do is we should do less well against ISIS, so they don't attack us in Europe and the United States. Come on. I'm not buying that for a minute.
There's the strategy. KT McFarland, always good to have you. National Security Analyst, Fox News Channel, and an all-around great gal.
Yeah. Thanks, KT. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
It is now 7:43.